You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. A new online map tracks the conservation status of public, state, and private lands across the U.S. It's part of President Joe Biden's initiative to conserve 30% of the country's land and water by 2030. But as KHOL's Dante Filippola-Ankeny reports, the website doesn't change much for some local conservation groups in Jackson.
According to a White House press release, the new website, conservation.gov, is meant to serve as a public information hub, helping individuals and organizations track conservation efforts, find public lands, and apply for financial assistance on conservation projects. But in Jackson, Teton Conservation District's Morgan Graham says the map shows what many already know. Over 97% of land is protected countywide.
And a lot of the information depicted on here, again, may be helpful when we're talking about the Rocky Mountain West or the Great Basin, but less accurate and less helpful at the local scale.
He says the conservation district already has tools and systems that serve the same purpose at a more focused local level, and their work often happens at a smaller scale.
That's the beauty of the idea of conservation to me, is that if you allow enough people to do it at a small enough scale, those small contributions ultimately can turn into a tidal wave.
Nationwide, a rough estimate by the U.S. Geological Survey shows about 13% of land and water has been conserved, less than half of Biden's 2030 target. Dante Filippola-Ankeny, KHOL News.
The Bureau of Reclamation wants to part ways with just under 60,000 acres of federal lands on the Wind River Reservation. The area was originally intended to be transformed into developed farmland, but that didn't end up happening. Located on Muddy Ridge, the lands could go to the BLM or to local interests like the Eastern Shoshone or Northern Arapaho tribes. The tribes have argued it never should have been removed from the reservation in the first place. Wes Martell is a former council member of the Eastern Shoshone tribe.
This should be restored to tribal ownership, and that's what I believe. That's part of the reservation. Should have never been a reclamation project in the first place.
Non-tribal ranchers have grazing leases on Muddy Ridge for cattle and are worried about changes to how it's managed if the tribes receive it. A recent news report says ranchers believe that if the Bureau of Indian Affairs manages the land, they could impose different grazing regulations. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.